Hello everyone, this is Alan Seal from the Center of Transformational Presence at transformationalpresence.org. Welcome to the Transformational Leadership Dialogue. David Robinson is having a little challenge getting in, so he just called me on my other line, and hopefully he'll be in with us shortly. We're a small group today. I think that there's some challenge with Maestro Conference. We had a lot of technical difficulties on one of our calls yesterday, and then I don't think any of the reminders went out today. Let me just check in with you. Can you hear me? And let me make sure that all of you have a mic here. So please tell me, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. We ended up being like 10 minutes on the call yesterday when nobody could hear. And I'm glad that we're all connected here today. And David has just come in, so welcome, David.
Thank you. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. David's here from Truly Powerful at trulypowerful.com. And we have been working together for a number of years and really cherish this time together and this time with you. So we're looking forward to today's call. And we're going to kind of pick up from where we left off on the last call. We were talking about moving from power over to power with. And if there's anyone who's on the call for the first time today, just to let you know, David and I kind of talk about things for a little bit, get a topic introduced, and there'll be a little experiential part, and then we'll open it up to everyone for thoughts and comments and questions and so forth. So as we move from last week's topic, excuse me, from power over to power with, or last month's topic, I should say, from power over to power with, and today moving on into another level of that that we sort of came to towards the end of that call, of riding the wave of power. And so I'm wondering, David, first, if you can just kind of recap for us that whole idea of power over to power with.
Yeah, I mean, really, these are, I'm starting to think of these as two different cultures. So a culture of control, a culture of competition, is a power over culture. And it's the belief that you wield power like a sword, that you actually have to diminish others in order to elevate yourself. And what I think what was really integrated into the conversation last time, that actually isn't power, that if you are actually taking power from other people, what you're doing is reinforcing the notion that you, in fact, are not powerful, that your power depends on the position of others, and that's a power over culture. A power with culture is actually the place where you are your most powerful. You're not seeking power from other people, you are powerful. And in fact, what you come to understand in a power with culture is that nobody's powerful alone, that everybody amplifies the power in each other. It's about the relationships and the engagements and allying with the strengths in people as opposed to preying on their weaknesses. So those are two kinds of cultures, and those cultures are infinitely creatable. And we don't often understand that because so much of our world is invested in this power over notion. So that's kind of an overview or a quick definition of power over and power with.
Great. And so the power with is really, in a sense, the power that comes from a co-creative process with one another as we enter into this to say, what is the power that we have together here? How do we continue to hand each other power and call forth power from each other? It's a whole different kind of energy, obviously, than the power over culture.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then, thank you, David. So towards the end of last month's call, then I realized that we need to talk about the next level of power, which is stepping beyond even the power with into the recognition that there is a greater power that comes from the greater potential that's waiting to emerge. And when we can tap into that power and ride the wave of that power, then we're actually in a whole different kind of relationship with power. It's not my power, it's not your power, it's not our power, but it's taking us into this place where there is a power, there is a wave of energy to ride. And so what would that mean for us if we could step into that place? And there are a couple of levels of that to explore here today. But maybe the first, if we can just play with this for a moment, if you bring to your awareness a project that you're working on, a goal that you have set or a vision that you have, a project, I'll give you just a moment to choose what you want to work with for yourself. And whatever this project is or this vision, this goal, you chances are you know a fair amount about that right now, and you may have a sense already of what your role is in it or where your power lies with it or, you know, your kind of power relationship to it. But I invite you to take another step beyond now, to drop down underneath that project or goal or vision, to realize that there's actually a bigger wave of energy. There's something even bigger that wants to happen through this project. If this project or vision was really just a vehicle for something bigger to unfold, what might that be? And as you get in touch with that energy, tap into the power that's there within that potential itself, the power within that wave. And what happens? Just notice what happens, how you perceive that energy. And notice what starts to happen in your relationship to the project if that's where the power is. So if it's no longer my power or your power or our power, but if we're stepping on beyond that to riding this wave of power, notice what shifts for you. So let's pause here and begin with some of you, if you can share with us what shifts for you. You don't have to tell us the whole story about your project and what the potential is and so forth, but just what shifts in your awareness when you move to the place of the power is that wave of potential, and that's a power that we're riding. Just press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. I have everybody on mute right now, so just press 1 on your phone, and I'll know that you'd like to speak and give you a microphone. Don't be shy. Yes, Rebecca, you have the mic.
The shift for me was there's just much more ease.
You. And Susan, you have the mic.
For me, it was more of a group effort riding a wave. Everyone was on the wave, not just one person.
Great. Anybody else? What shifts when the power is the wave itself? Well, then let's take one more step, that if you're tapping into the power in that wave and you're riding that, then ask that power or sense, what is that power then calling forth inside of you? What is the power inside of you that comes alive when it's called forth by the power of that potential. Just notice what shifts. Colleen, I see your hand too, so I'll come back to you in just a minute. Colleen, you have the mic.
Thank you. What comes clearer for me is a invitation to be courageous, and it's a bit scary, and it's also exhilarating understanding that it's an opportunity to choose letting go and trusting and stepping into a less certain space in front of me and stepping away from what I've known behind me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Who else? What happens now when we're tapping into that greater power, letting that be the source of power, and then noticing what power it calls forth from us? Marie Jose, you have the microphone.
For me, I am to be fully present and listening what wants to happen, and exactly listen what is my job to do.
Okay. Yeah. And Susan, you have the microphone.
It calls forth for me to surrender.
Working on it. Yeah. Anybody else? So, you know, David, on a call, we just had a call with the graduates, and we the graduates of the Transformational Presence Leadership and Coaching Program, and there was this wonderful sort of paradox kind of energy that was so present in the call about letting go and stepping forward. This sort of thing of where you think of letting go as being this surrender, and we in the West especially tend to think about it as this passive thing. And what became so present on that call was the letting go in order to act.
Yeah.
And there's something about that. I'm just kind of, it's really stirring inside of me right now. I'm just curious what's happening inside of you with that as we talk about that, with riding the wave, letting the wave be the power, then that power calls forth power within us. That's kind of what's floating around inside of me, and I'm curious what's there for you.
Well, you know what I especially appreciate about that is that I always believe that truths are found within paradoxes. And what came up for me as you said that was really what we're talking about. There's a kind of exertion when you're trying to force something into being, that, you know, all those other levels of power that we talked about, my power, I'm going to push, your power, I'm going to push, our power, we're going to push. And when you actually start getting on this wave, even our language changes what wants to happen. We're being pulled. We're not exerting. It's not obstacle focused. It becomes about a pull into a fulfillment. So the exertion part goes away. I think Marie Jose said something about, you know, what is my job to do? And I thought that's beautiful because it's an expression of what am I in relationship with? You know, what am I being pulled to, as opposed to what am I trying to force? And I think that lives within this language that you're bringing up of, I need to let go in order to move forward. I need to, like literally in a story world, every story starts with a holding on to what you know. And in order to move forward, in order to really leave and go toward growth, to be pulled to your adventure, you have to surrender to the idea that you don't know. You have to surrender to a greater energy, a greater consciousness that then pulls you into the adventure.
Well, you know, what else is striking me then around all this, David, is that it becomes that power that's called forth from inside mm-hmm. of us is not about the power to push, the power to make something happen. The mm-hmm. power inside of us that's called forth is the power to be able to ride the wave,
yeah.
the power to be able to harness the energy, to be able to navigate that this huge wave of power and energy that is there for us to ride, so that it becomes, it's moving from a power to make something happen to a power to ride the wave of what is happening.
Right.
And how to work with that, how to keep partnering with that, how to co-create with that, as opposed to the push against or the push to make something happen.
Right.
So it kind of really redefines what power means inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we keep talking in our mainstream culture, we're talking about power as, you know, the power to make something happen, the power to make the decision, the power to push and mold and shape and all those things. And so there is this surrender action then that happens when you say, no, actually, there is something bigger that's wanting to unfold here. Mm-hmm. I surrender to that, which calls me into the next action.
Right.
It's a whole different way of working.
And what you're really sparking for me is, you know, in our last call, we talked a lot about your relationship with control. What can you control and what you can't control? And as you're speaking, I'm really recognizing that in fact wraps us back into this word control. And part of what you're letting go of is the need and the necessity to have this illusion of control, you know, when you're riding the wave, when you're trusting that you are being in fact pulled, and that kind of power feels so different than the power of exertion, the power of pushing. And the power of exertion and the power of pushing are really all about this idea that you're controlling it. You're pushing it in a direction that you want it to go. You're pushing on the wall that you want to take down. And this letting go is releasing yourself from the idea that you're controlling it. That in fact you're being called to it. You're being pulled. And that is an entirely different orientation to power, to choice.
That letting go is also, I think, perhaps more than just letting go of control. Certainly control mm-hmm. may be underneath all of it anyway, but mm-hmm. it's letting go of what you perceive as control in the moment, but it's also a letting go of all of your habitual ways of reacting in the past, your habitual
right.
ways of stepping forward. Letting go of that and surrendering to the way I'm being called to step forward now, which is maybe different than I ever have before.
Right.
Or how I was scared to death to before.
Right.
You know, I'd love to sort of press pause right now, David, and open this back up to the group for a few minutes to see what's going on mm-hmm. inside of you as we're talking about all this. There's someplace else for us to go as well here, but let's just check in with our callers today. Again, press 1 on your phone and tell us, what is all this stirring up inside of you as David and I are talking about this? Just press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. Yes, Angela, you have the mic.
I actually have a question. When you say that we have to surrender and let go, are we talking about letting go worry that we tell ourselves, or let go of that illusion of power, or what?
I'll answer for me, and then David, you can answer as well. Then, for me, it's a surrender to whatever is being asked for in the moment. I don't think that there is necessarily a stock answer that, oh, this is what I'm always letting go of. Or this is it's in the moment you realize there's this opportunity here. There is this doorway to walk through, and I'm gonna have to surrender to something. I'm gonna have to let something go in order to step into what I'm being asked for. Does that make sense, Angela?
Yes, and maybe does that mean that we have to let in something else, something different?
It might be. Yeah, absolutely it might be, because that, I mean, in a sense, that's the action piece of it. You know, it's the surrender, the letting go of realizing there's something bigger than me here calling, and that's what I've got to be paying attention to. And as you are stepping forward, that is indeed often letting something else in. David, what else?
Well, I love the way Angela asked this question, because I think that a lot of times our story, you know, we have talked a lot about this story that you tell yourself about yourself is predicated on a lot of assumptions, about what your limits are, assumptions about what you can do and what you can't do, assumptions about the form of what your work in the world needs to look like. And a lot of times that letting go process, that, as you so beautifully said, allowing, letting the new thing in, the letting go kind of creates a space. And the letting go is often the assumptions that you have carried about what your work in the world needs to look like, or what your limits are, or what you're capable of doing or not doing. You know, a lot of times we argue, well, we always do, we argue for our limitations, and that becomes a part of our story. And so letting go of this notion that I can or I can't, that I'm right or I'm wrong, that this will happen if I do this, is actually a way of creating a space for the new idea, the new identity, the new belief, the new capacity to come to you. But that's, you know, again, to go back to story cycles, because that's how I make sense of the world. It, you know, you let go of what you know. You leave your home behind, and you go into the world to that place. In story language, they say you go to the place from which no one ever returns, which doesn't mean you die when you get there. It just means that when you come back, you will be a different person. The person that goes is not the same person that comes back, because when you go there, you confront something, or you experience something, or you find something that challenges your entire assumption set. It turns your dials and you see the world in a different way. And you start to tell yourself a new story. And if you look back in your life, you can see, I mean, you can actually see that. The limits that you carried as a teenager, the idea of what your life is going to look like, is nowhere near probably the life that you're living now, or the things that you know you can do that you had no belief in.
So, you know, David.
No, go ahead.
Well, so when you talk about, you know, surrendering and letting in that new piece, but what also occurs to me, I also love this language of Angela here about letting something new in, because in the instant that you take the step, it seems to me that we're being willing to let in the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have no idea what it is yet, but I mean, that's a huge thing, to be willing to let in the unknown.
And then to ride that, you know, like I wrote the word earlier, I wrote the word lost, like the benefits of being lost, to step into the place where you don't know. You just don't know is that act of surrender. And yet you're not passive. You're stepping into not knowing. you're stepping into discovery. And if you think about what great coaching is, you know, this word that we come back to over and over and over is a process of discovery. And in order to be in full discovery, you sort of need to let go of what you think you know.
I want to give the microphone to Holly.
Hi. As I'm listening to all of these beautiful thoughts, I'm thinking about my own journey through the transformational presence process. And one of the things that's happening to me is I'm actually being emptied of, I feel like my energy that was negative, or things that I, you know, the assumptions that I made, or the anger that I might have felt toward anything or anyone, I feel as if it is actually leaving me. And one of the gifts that I'm gaining is that I'm not anxious to fill it back up. I'm not feeling like I have to replace this, you know, this feeling inside of me of this rolling around that used to go on with my energies, and this internal arguing that used to happen about my feelings or all of those things. I'm really happy just allowing the space inside of me to be there. So that as I go forward and things speak to my soul and I choose to let those become a part of my energy, there's space for it because there's quiet.
Thank you. Anyone else want to add anything right now or ask another question or make a comment? Press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. Yes, Angela. You have the mic.
I have another question.
That's okay. Great.
How can we include power when you are surrendered to everything? I mean, because we understand power as like having control over something.
Hmm.
We refuse to do that. What kind of power do you have?
So, Angela, what do you know? How do you answer that, your own question? When you are tapping into that power of the greater potential, the power of that wave, and it calls forth a power in you, then what do you know about answering your own question?
What comes to my mind is like a different kind of power will come into my life. It's like the sense that I need to control and to overview everything in my life will be replaced for this power to let the unknown to guide me to something else, something better. It's kind of difficult because it's something that maybe I cannot control, but it's giving me more direction. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely it makes sense to me. David, anything more you want to say there?
You know, I was just thinking about how often I have gone into organizations to work, and they brought me in because the culture is toxic. And the culture is toxic because everybody is engaged in a control war or a power game. You know, there's territory. You find this in schools all the time, you know, that where the huge arguments that happen over who gets the overhead projector, you know, these things that become symbolic of the power struggle, because that's how we understand power. Power over is something that we're really schooled in knowing. And what happens when you actually introduce an entirely different understanding of what power is, that it's not a wrestling match and it's not fighting for position or expertise. It's actually about supporting greatness in yourself and in each other. And what happens within that culture is something I think, you know, that that Angela just kind of described is this space kind of opens up, and the community stops pushing to achieve something, that their focus moves from the outcome to this hyper attention on process. And that doesn't mean that conflict goes away. It means that conflict becomes meaningful. It's not a tug of war. It becomes about midwifing new ideas. And when everybody in the community knows that everybody else is supporting them, that there's no question, I am supporting you, even if I say to you, I have a different idea or I have a different perception and we need to haggle that out, that's a kind of support. Because we all know we are in service to something that's greater, and that something greater is calling us. It even makes things like conversations like goal setting. Goal setting is a power over necessity, because we're going to identify this goal and we're going to push our way to it. And once we achieve it, you know, then we all know that we're successful.
So then go ahead.
It's a kind of separation. I mean, I think that in a way, the kernel that comes back to me that was kind of there with Angela's question was removing the separations, that your success, you are always successful. You are always powerful in a power with culture. You are always, always fulfilling your dream. It's not some other place. It's not somewhere in the future. It's now. And that engenders entirely different relationships and ways of working and ways of being together, because the focus shifts.
And so, David, just a minute ago you said, you know, when you're talking about a goal and it's pushing against, it's the power over thing. And here again, when we move from power over to power with, to then on into this other place where we're talking about today, the power to ride the wave, then it also invites this very clear distinction between a vision and a goal.
Yes.
And to recognize that a vision, when you are tapping into that, what wants to happen, what is that greater potential that's wanting to unfold, and you're holding that vision and you keep listening to it and letting it show you the way. I mean, this is what we work with in the transformational presence work all the time, of letting the future show you the way, letting the potential show you the way. It will show you the goals to set. But then those goals are so tied to something, again, much bigger than we are. Riding that wave of power is riding something that is much bigger than any of us as individuals, and even all of us connected together. There still is that much bigger wave of power to ride, and that's what we're focusing today. When we look at vision and say, that's where I'm so clear, that's where we're being called to be, that's where we're being called to go, these are the actions, or this is the thing that we're being called to create, and now we start to be shown the goals or the steps along the way, but that's a very different thing than just saying, okay, so here are my goals for the next 6 months that are sort of just tossed out there. I think I'd like to, or I think maybe we should, whatever those things are. So it's continuing to turn the energy around, that we are listening to the potential and letting it give us the power, letting it be the power on which we are riding all the time. I love what you said, David, of how, you know, we're conditioned that it's power over. Power over is what we know in the mass consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's what we know in our culture. And this shift, you know, where I'd like to invite us here in a moment is to look at this in relationship to this infamous date of December 21st, 2012. what has now become infamous. But to look at this sort of new era that we're entering into, finishing out a 26,000-year cycle that has brought us up to being really good at power over, and we are entering into a new 26,000-year cycle, which many say is actually inviting us into a different way of being, a different way of relationship, a different whatever. And so if we're looking at how we move forward and the fact that we can no longer just put our force on things and expect that to be sustainable. If it's going to be sustainable, therefore, we've got to tap into that greater energy that's wanting to unfold. I have to just say that a red-tailed hawk just came and flew up and landed on a branch outside of my window. So there's something going on here that's important. To pay attention to that energy that's wanting to unfold and realize that that's where the power is. And when we can listen to that, surrender into action based on riding that power, it takes us to a whole new place.
Boy, you just sparked a huge, and you said it right when the red tail hawk went by. You know, this phrase that you just used that I think is so much more important that I think even you realized about turning the energy around. Because we are in a power over culture, you are engaged in the world according to what you get from it. Everything's a resource to be burned. And we're living at a time, every culture in Western civilization, history of West, has collapsed when it's burned its fuel. And there's no more fuel. And so metaphorically, we're actually standing on the cusp of burning out our fuel. We're right in that zone. So this concept of turning the energy around and not being focused on what we get, on resource-driven thinking, but on what we bring, what do you bring to the world? That's another way of talking about riding this wave. You're bringing a power, you're bringing an energy, you're bringing a gift, you're bringing a generosity, you are bringing an energy, you're not exhausting an energy.
And yet there's still a step further there in that it's not so what can I bring and here's what I'm decided that I'm going to give. We're actually even going a step beyond that. When we're riding that wave of power and letting that wave of power call forth the power in us, then that wave is telling us what it needs from us.
Right.
And so it's no longer deciding, this is what I want to give, it's what I'm going to do, it's my contribution to the cause. Instead of turning around to saying, what am I being asked for?
Mm.
And
we're having, I'm sorry, go ahead, I thought you were done.
Well, just, and there's where the power in me that's being called forth, because it wouldn't be being asked of me if I didn't have the power to respond and to surrender into action.
And that's so beautifully said, that you already have it. You wouldn't be called there if you didn't already have it. You have it. I'm actually in Kansas today at a center for professional development for educators. And I've been so amused at how often this conversation of particle and wave has been coming up. You know, and that the particle takes shape when you place your eyes on it. You give the form to the world based on what you believe is there. You already have the power, and you are giving form to the world based on what you expect to see. And that's an entirely different understanding of what it is to be a human being, what it is to be a holder, a participant, a writer of potential. You give the form. The form doesn't give you.
And then it takes us, you know, we talk all the time about that form follows energy.
Yeah.
And so again, when we're coming to the energy, we're paying attention to that wave. I'm curious, in the conference that you're where you are they actually talking about wave and particle? Literally?
Literally.
Great. So, but to realize that there is this wave of power, and it is throwing sparks up at us, in a sense, to put this idea in our head, to give us this inspiration of, here it is. When I can then have that idea, it comes into particle, it collapses into the particle, it comes into a fully formed idea, and we move forward with that. It's just an entirely different approach to how we are creating our world, which is really kind of what I want to invite us on into for these last few minutes of the call, is As we come to this solstice in 2012, that for which so much has been written about and said about it, and I can't imagine that I really have any extra wisdom to add to that. What I want to call us to is this whole piece around it's the time of choice for us. That as the energy shift, doors open, new possibilities arise, the potential emerges in a greater way, and it's our choice how we respond to that. That's been one of the big things about the end of the Mayan calendar. It was not that it was the end of the world. It was simply that we kind of could foresee how things were going to unfold until then. And then it's up to the human race. Where are we going from here? And so what is our choice as we go forward? And what if, going forward, we can turn this around of this whole power relationship to realize it's not about my power or your power or our power, but it's rather about there's something so much bigger than who we are as individuals or even as small collectives. There's something so much bigger than that, and what is it asking us for? What does it mean for us to surrender into action to that greater power going forward? I'd love to open that question to the group. Just press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. What comes up for you as we pose that question? I know it's a big question. Yes, Susan, you have the microphone.
Could you please ask the question again?
I'll do my best. That what does it mean for us to, in this new era going forward, this new cycle of time, what does it mean for us if we are shifting our whole relationship to power? Into this power to ride the wave, rather than it's my power or your power or even our power. Rather, there is a greater power to ride, and our job is to really become masters at the art of riding the wave. Does that make sense, Susan?
Yes, I just wanted to clarify what I had heard.
Okay. Thank you for that. So what comes up? Anybody, just press 1. Yes, Marie Jose.
Yes. If I surrender to the unknown world for myself, then I come in a relaxing state of curiosity, and I have already the experience that and the trust that there came beautiful energy to and it is unfolding already there, and I have the experience of a training I did in the Empower Over a year ago, and now I did it in another way, and it was amazing what was happening there. I was only relaxed there, and I really listening what wants to evolve, and I'm very grateful for that experience.
Thank you. Who else? Yes, Colleen, you have the mic.
Thank you. It taps me on the shoulder with an invitation to think less and listen to my heart, as well as opening up to much increasingly expansive energy fields around me.
Thank you. Who else? Yes, Holly, you have the mic.
When you were talking, I had this really powerful, beautiful, great feeling that it was a visual of being connected to everyone in the world, and it was huge, and that we were all just moving forward in this really happy, energetic way, but without a real driving force forward, but more in a flow. And I felt my own spirit feeling more open to moving forward in the flow of the positive energy and not having to have that power that you spoke of, but to just be open to. But what I felt was that I felt more connected, even more so, to the collective energy of everyone. So I believe that there is that shift. I can feel that shift happening.
Thank you. Anyone else?
You know, Colleen, just remind, I'm in a really remarkable place called Hutchinson, Kansas, and here there is a museum of space. So a lot of the capsules that went up, the lunar modules and things like that. And one of the things that I was reminded of yesterday as I went through this museum was they have the photograph, the first photograph taken of the Earth. And I think one thing that we, because we've seen it and it's been around for 40 years, which in human time is not that long, we're the first wave of human beings that have actually been able to see our planet full. And it was shocking. I stood there because I've seen this image in books and films, and I thought, you know, no one prior to 1967 had ever seen this planet that we live on in its fullness and its wholeness. And when you look at that image, you know, it's the thing that we always say, there are no country boundaries. There are, you see this living, breathing, energetic, alive planet. And there are no separations. And how powerful and potent that is, and that we are standing in this cusp where we actually have the capacity to choose that, as opposed to the world of divisions and separations and diminishments, control.
It's so beautiful, David, what you're saying, and that kind of, I think, feeds us into a beautiful place to close the call. Taking that image that you just leave us with, I mean, I've seen that photograph also many times, and it, every time I see it, in fact, that photograph hangs over my father's desk. And years ago, I said to my father, you know, it doesn't really matter what else you want to give me, but at some point, I'd like you to give me that photograph.
Yeah.
Because it speaks to me so much. And how you are tying that into kind of where we're headed in this new era of time and what this next 26,000 years is inviting us to in that place of no boundaries, I'd love to close the call with a statement from Peter Heinrichs, who's one of our Transformational Presence coaches. And we have there's a LinkedIn group just for the graduates of that program. And there's been this amazing discussion on that group about December 21st, 2012. Just beautiful, beautiful things there. And Peter wrote this. I adapted it just slightly and asked him if I could use this, if we could use this on our website, because it's so, so beautifully said about what is transformational presence. And it speaks to that image of the earth. It speaks to this time in human history. So Peter wrote, "What I love about transformational presence work is presence. It seems that many people today sense that they are being pushed into new work and vastly different choices. The roles, the expectations, the institutions are slipping away. What's moving forward is the work of being helpful, of serving, of choosing love and fear, love and truth over fear and judgment again and again and again." I'll read that sentence again. "What's moving forward is the work of being helpful, of serving, of choosing love and truth over fear and judgment again and again and again. There are no dates, no timelines to this work. There's no movement to sign up for. There is presence and the meeting of companions who are doing their work and the peace that comes from the encounter." A beautiful statement about riding the wave of power. There's something else there that's wanting to happen, that's bigger than all of us. We call a cathedral building here at the Center for Transformational Presence. Working on things that are bigger than we'll ever see the end result of in our lifetimes. And so as you move into this solstice, into this longest night of the year for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, and into a deeper exploration of who you are moving forward in human history, what is your role and what are you being called to? What is the power that is being called out of you as opposed to the power you decide to use? What is the greater power that's underneath you for you to ride in every moment? David, anything else you want to say to wrap us up here?
You know, I think what you just said was so beautiful that I do not want to touch it. That was lovely. That was just lovely.
Well, thank you everyone for being with us today and for your participation and this great discussion that's happened. I've just given everybody the mic back. If there's any last thing that anyone else would like to say, the mics are all open. Well, thanks everyone, and
thank
our
you.
Next call, you are very welcome. Our next call is in January the 9th, and I hope that you will join us there. There's a new teleclass group starting for Transformational Presence Leadership and Coach Training. David and I lead that together. That begins in January. So if that's interesting to you and you want to have a conversation about it, just be in touch. Otherwise, Happy New Year, wonderful holiday season. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Enjoy it
all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.